Hi, welcome to Horoscope April Edition. Wow, we had to revise the March horoscopes just a skosh, really to be just perhaps like stay at home, hashtag coronavirus.
Just some cautious and altering of the advice we gave previously.
Previously, like if we told you to leave your house, we were wrong.
We were very wrong, yes.
I rescind. And I feel like maybe we have some home feelings as this week continues. And truthfully, I feel like there are a lot of home vibrations for a lot of folks who I am going to talk about tonight. I don't know if you felt the same, but time will tell, I guess.
Time
Do you
want
to give us the rundown, though? Like, what the hell, other than coronavirus, is happening this month?
So what's going on in the sky this month? Like you said, besides viruses floating around, I will give you some general themes and then Austin will hit you with some specific dates to keep an eye out for. So despite being probably quarantined, it looks like everyone's going to have a lot of energy this month. We are moving into springtime, rebirth. As we record right now, it's March 26th and we are currently quarantined, but you know, in April, anything could happen.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Like, are you going to be quarantined still in, like, 3 weeks? Maybe. I can't know.
Or will we all be, like, celebrating in the street? I think not yet, but we'll see. Anyway.
I don't think so. Honestly, I'm, like, kind of prepared for my birthday that's, like, at the end of May to, like, take place, like, alone in my home. But we can't know.
It's a good thing to go ahead and get your hat around. But many of us, as I mentioned, will have more energy and more drive than we have in a long time. So if we're still cooped up. That could play out interestingly, different for everyone.
Sure.
And apparently, despite the world exploding right now, April is looking astrologically like a decent month for most people's love, career, and personal fulfillment.
I felt that as well. Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of positivity rolling through. So, like, let's all band together, you know?
Let's do it.
And
hell yeah.
Those of us who have been depressed earlier in the year... perhaps expect a change in outlook and a lifting of our spirits. And as I mentioned, it's spring.
Like
melt our little icy hearts. Diplomatic vibes will be rolling all through the zodiac through the last half of the month. And it's amazing how a worldwide catastrophe can really bring people together. So let's remember not to be divisive when we're scared and just keep that diplomacy going. Also, some meteor showers will be back. But Austin, what are some dates we should keep an eye out for?
Let's hit you with them. And truly, most of these guys have kind of favorable vibes around them, like you alluded to. So the first thing I want to call to your attention is on April 3rd, Venus is going to enter Gemini. This is a time about dual choices, okay? Perhaps in your love lanes, people. Little Gemini, sign
little
of the
fork
twins,
in the road.
Sign of the times. You can't know. All right. On the 7th, we got a full moon in Libra. Relationship changes could be afoot, okay? And on the 11th, Mercury is going to enter Aries. This is a time to spring forward. Maybe a little renewed energy, a little bit of enthusiasm as the seasons kind of turn. I like it.
Clean out those cabinets.
That's not a bad time for it. And listen, if you're trapped in your home, it really is a good time to get a kickstart on spring cleaning. I have certainly been doing that over here.
Yeah.
So, on the 20th, Sun is going to enter Taurus. This, again, to your point, is the time for productive spring cleaning. Truly.
Plow through it.
You just plow through. Start on the 11th, keep going on the 20th, keep doing it. I'm doing it live now. You know, yeah, make like a Taurus, truly. And on the 22nd, we have a new moon in Taurus. We've got some fired up beginnings, maybe some flamey introductory periods for who knows what in your life. I can't know.
Flamey introduction.
And on the 25th, Pluto in retrograde in Capricorn, okay? Embrace the shadows.
Oh.
Perhaps those shadows are in your home if we're still there. But that's the time. And on the 27th, Mercury will enter Taurus, and it is time for real communication this go around. So jot that down. All of that said, get some good dates. Be frank. Be honest. Get your cleaning on. Indulge in some new spring kind of energy and the excitement that comes with the change in seasons. And to that point, Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I'm going to start where I usually do with Aries and a happy birthday to many of you. Happy late birthday to some.
So sorry your season kind of seems to have been canceled or you're celebrating birthdays and maybe not the way you wanted to. I hate that.
Absolutely. And especially, and we talked about this on our live Instagram earlier, but if there ever was like one sign that shouldn't have to spend their birthday cooped up indoors, it's probably Aries. And so I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I would say Aries and Leos would be the other one.
Jesus, but. Yeah. Leos, it'd be real tough. Real tough.
It'd be real tough. That's okay.
Anyway, so that's happening for you. But Aries, there are many changes ahead of you, including long journeys, which is probably true for a lot of us. But in love this month, you'll be having a lot of long conversations each evening with one particular person, probably most likely due to the quarantine. But
perhaps whoever you're stuck with. Long conversations at night.
Mm-hmm, each evening. But take note, this is an important relationship. If you are not in a romantic relationship with this person, it could go there. But also, it could just be a friendship that helps you both revive your energy levels. So it's good all around. And speaking of your energy levels, you will feel renewed and fresh this April. A little surge, if you will. Remember Surge? I love Surge.
The beverage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember the commercials where it would just be like dudes in like 90s grunge apparel and then someone would just be like, Surge! And that was like the whole commercial.
Mm-hmm. If there was a beverage that was Aries, I think it's Surge. But I can't live here, so.
Oh, I think you're right.
Thank you.
Cancers or Dr. Pepper, anyway.
Oh, Dr. Pepper is good. Anyway,
so good.
Maybe you're reorganizing your home, or maybe you figured out how to make a sporty hazmat suit that will allow you to run free through the city. Whatever it is, know that you'll have some new energy and just be ready to channel that. Please don't just sit at home with that energy and become agitated, because that other person that I mentioned probably won't appreciate that. And that same person that I continue to mention, you guys have the potential to help each other figure out the next step in your lives. This is a crazy pause time for a lot of us, so maybe do a little brainstorming, figure out like what's actually important to you. It looks like we've got nothing but time, so just really dig in.
No, truly.
With your live-in lover, spouse, the roommate you have sexual tension with, or the internet friend that you chat with daily, and get jazzed about some personal growth alongside each other.
You know I love a little personal growth.
Me too. It's important. And no word on money, but these are dark times. And my personal advice would be to just make conservative money decisions.
Truly advice we can all enjoy.
Yes. Who's next?
We're going to start where I like to start, out of narcissism. We're going to talk about the Geminis. Hello, my fellow friends, my people. Listen, April is allegedly going to be one of the most successful months of the year for us. It's going to bring on some changes, perhaps, in our emotional life. But we're going to be full of fantasy, perhaps a little bit of idealism. And you know what? We're going to have the opportunity, perhaps in our quarantine times, to look at many of the mundane matters in our life a little bit differently, and perhaps with like a little bit of a greater distance or the ability to kind of see the whole picture this month. So that's kind of exciting.
That's a gift, yeah.
Truly. Sweet Geminis, if you are partnered, you may see your relationship with your partner in somewhat of a new light this month. That could mean severing ties or resolving some quarrels. And either way, it's going to be positive because you're going to be able to implement some new habits, whether you're coupled or not. Okay.
All right.
You're going to have a lot more time to yourself, perhaps because you just ended things with a partner, perhaps because you're trapped in your home under quarantine, hashtag Rona. Okay. But you're going to be able to carry out...
My great-grandmother's name.
Oh, shout out Rona. Here's to you. You're going to be able to carry out, sweet gems, all the plans that so far you've kind of scrupulously postponed previously, which, again, could perhaps be those do-it-yourself little... honey-do list projects, perhaps that closet you've been meaning to clean out. I did my junk drawers in the kitchen of like gadgets the other day, and the Goodwill pile is growing. Okay.
Growing and so, waiting.
Listen, if you're missing your social hangs, because of course you're a Gemini and it's Corona season, am I right?
Stop. Okay.
But you should be able to make up that time via some exciting weekend plans. And for now, perhaps it's just like, you know, a lot of Google Hangouts, a couple of Zoom chats. And listen, you've got the energy for it. It's fine because you're trapped in your house. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the month, this is the time to show maximum commitment at work, okay?
Mm.
you will be focused on by one of your superiors. They're going to be watching you closely and the effects of your work. But if you give them 100%, really in just like kind of a normal capacity, not necessarily even above and beyond, you will feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. So listen carefully to what other colleagues have to tell you. And one of them might have something pretty important to say, which could strongly motivate you to work a little bit more efficiently. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. However, a colleague perhaps might also come to you seeking a little bit of help. Just be vigilant here, because later this help could turn into exploitation. So just tread softly. Don't let anyone take advantage boundaries. Of your hard work, because homie ain't got time for that. Mm-mm. Who are we talking about next?
Let's keep things vain and we'll move on to the Aquarians.
Oh, hello.
So, fellow Aquarians, this, I don't know, is maybe some tough love coming down the pipe, but it feels like we're maybe about to really get our shit together. So, this April, shit's going to get knocked loose for us, finally. So what do I mean by that? I mean that we are intense, cerebral, brooding, and sometimes avoidant creatures, and that many of us have had some personal issues looming in the background for quite some time. This month, our intuition will finally lead us to resolve issues that have been bothering us for the last year, or perhaps even things that have bothered us for our entire lives that we've never really been able to put our finger on. It could be good for us to use April as a time to focus on taking care of ourselves in a real and sustainable way.
And truly advice we can all enjoy, and you're trapped in your home. Maybe the time to develop that habit.
Good one. You got, like, put some energy into a self-care routine. And I know, like, I am horrible at that. and other Aquarians that I know are really bad at that. I'm not saying that it's all of us, but if you're in that boat, take advantage of this time. So rather than letting things slide, laundry, dishes, bills, filing for unemployment, etc., we should take care of matters immediately, because backlogs stress us the fuck out and we don't have to live like that. It's time for me it's time for me to not live like that. I need to not have like a million unopened texts that like from various extended family members or like old coworkers. You know what I mean? Like I just often don't respond if I don't have a response, and then it grows in the background. Anyway.
And then you feel a little anxious about it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just keep it clean. Be proactive. We should also take care of others this month. It's not all about us. We have incredible intuitive abilities, shout out, that we don't always use in social situations. But we have the opportunity to be excellent diplomats this month, especially as I mentioned, the latter half of the month, there's diplomatic vibes rolling through the zodiac. Get in on that. Maybe we should consider what family members we have recently neglected. We all have them, you know?
You know, maybe do some things for others by self-quarantining.
Oh, yes. That's like the greatest service that you could do to your country. Just a quick note about that.
And all you have to do is Netflix and chill. You're welcome.
It's all you gotta do. In the second half of the month, we will need to rest. Physically and mentally, we will need to pay attention to our health. That's also good advice for everyone, but this
is truly advice we can all enjoy.
A good time for Aquarians specifically to slow down and do something that we find mentally refreshing. So that sounds like, I don't know, it's a pretty good month. Who's next?
Next, the sweet Cancers. How I love you. I love you. I'm also very Cancery in more ways than one, honestly. Okay.
Unbelievable.
I'll never stop. Okay. Listen, in April, you are going to feel the best in the comfort of your home, and you're going to spend time in the family circle, which, like, duh, you're a Cancer, and also hashtag coronavirus. Yeah. So with work this month, you perhaps might be experiencing some difficult professional situations. This is really a time to trust your own intuition, which is going to lead you, you know, straight down the right path. So trust your gut here with what, you know, is being presented to you. And you'll see that, you know, most things will go your way. Maybe not everything, but it is also a great time to, like, find that ally. It's a great time to make friends with a coworker, maybe somebody new, or maybe invest in that coworker that you, like, kind of like, but, like, maybe could like more, like, talk to you more, you know, that whole thing. Perhaps you'd be allies as we all navigate kind of a difficult employment cycle happening live. Who's to say? As far as your home life, listen, from time to time, you may feel compelled to go to a social event. I know you're kind of nesting right now and staying in that family circle, but you need to get out there. And, you know, maybe that's, again, just a Google Hangout or a Zoom or a FaceTime. We can't know. But generally, you're going to really feel the peace and harmony at home. And what divine timing for you, my friend.
Super, also, super divine.
This month, older people and family members are going to be important to you. You know one way to protect them? Hashtag quarantine.
Don't see them. Yeah.
Listen, it will be better when you listen to their valuable advice this month because they may have some knowledge and experience that you don't have. Mm. So for those older folks in your life, perhaps a family member, they may, you know, be giving you some critical advice or perhaps some helpful pushes in the right direction.
Everyone take it loves
in. Don't
that,
be defensive. But hear it out. No, this is a good time. It's going to be positive. It can be. And at the end of the month, you perhaps may learn some very interesting things about some stuff that has been intriguing you for a long time. Ooh, that's kind of zesty.
That's tantalizing and could mean anything. So vague.
Listen, you need to take in all the questions that are being asked. You need to take in all the information that's being dispensed, absorbing it word by word. Don't disturb the speaker or the deliverer of this information because you need to get every sentence in. This is a time to listen, okay?
Sponge
you might be a little
up.
Enthused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been curious about this. So take it all in and don't be discouraged by the bearer of this news, the messenger, so to speak. Don't shoot him. But encourage this person because it's highly probable that you will have to use this person's help in the upcoming months.
Always good to know that ahead of time.
Truly, truly. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's talk about Pisces. Sweet little
Let's
Pisces.
Do it.
You'll be rolling into April with a head full of ideas. What else is new?
I mean, that's always. Shout out to you, Pisces.
I love
folks.
It. It's
head
great.
Full of ideas.
Excellent
You're
quality. Yes. But now is a great time to do a project you've been trying to find time for, or even perhaps to start your own business. You'll find yourself free to implement the ideas that are flooding your mind. Perhaps because you've converted your screened-in porch into a small grow house during this quarantine, or because you've just got time and a shitload of time and a lot of mental flow. If you take matters into your own hands, you will be successful, whatever that means for you. And I feel like Pisces, you guys have been like really oscillating between like project mode and then like hard love mode. And if you are in a relationship, your partner may begin to put pressures on you regarding your shared future. If you are quarantining together, just remember that this is a crazy, crazy time and you might be driving each other nuts or not. But it doesn't feel like a good time to make highly emotional relationship decisions. Just remember that you won't.
I mean, that's truly advice we can all enjoy. Perhaps don't make highly emotional relationship choices
while in quarantine.
Ever. Well, I mean, especially then. Those emotions have been just charging up. It's like you played Mario Super Smash and you're Samus and you're just like, that gun is just growing. But like, there's no stopping it except for the bounds of your own home,
mm-hmm.
your confinement. The energy is palpable.
It is palpable. Speaking of Super Mario, I did try to hook that up so that Maddie and I could play the other night. And newer TVs don't like the N64, but it is an excellent quarantine activity if you have an older TV. Anyway, back to Pisces.
I've thought about getting my 64 out recently. Noted.
You need a different cable. I'll tell you about it later. Anyway, remember that you won't always be stuck in the house together and that we won't all be this anxious forever. So this month, instead of snapping at your partner, roommate, long distance love, whatever it is, try to find convenient compromises.
That booty call, your FaceTiming throughout all of this.
Yeah, whoever it is. Try to find a convenient compromise or convenient compromises and strive for sincere and open communication. This will perhaps become easier in the second half of the month as we all feel a little more diplomatic. But just, you know, lean into your projects, believe in yourself, and take it easy on whoever your romantic interest is. Who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Virgos. Listen, in April, you're going to have a lot of things on your mind this month, okay? And as a result, you might become, you know, kind of distracted in your day-to-day tasks and truly a little
you
fatigued,
don't say.
A little tired. Although there will be many responsibilities, don't be overwhelmed by their excess, okay? And if you feel that you're overwhelmed by them, be sure to be assertive and diplomatic in choosing what you take on and what you don't.
Mm.
This month, you probably don't have a lot of social temptations, and leaning into that will be better for you. Again, hashtag corona, hashtag social distancing. Yeah. Okay. So, at work, you can expect this month to get a little recognition, which I like for you.
All right.
And truly, this is a time to start thinking more about yourself, sweet Virgos. And time is money, and you should remind yourself of that as you consider yourself, making room for yourself, and perhaps putting your own needs at the front of your priority list this mm-hmm. month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's true, your social life as you do this will suffer a bit for a little bit of time, but at the end of the month, everything is going to start to normalize a little bit for you.
Mm.
And you also, at the end of the month, might face the necessity of making a decision pretty important about your social life.
Ooh.
You might have to demonstrate the ability to compromise. You might have to reconcile some of your own desires. And that'll be the right thing to do, to compromise, to lean into it. So listen, sweet Virgos, prioritize yourself at the front of this month. Lean into it. Lean away from the social life, as all of you should. Truly advice we can all enjoy. And then reassess, come to it a fuller, perhaps maybe rejuvenated person, willing to make those compromises in your relationships to propel yourself forward into the spring. Who are we talking about next?
Next, I'll say happy early birthday to Tauruses.
Oh, hello, sweet Tauri. I love you.
We do. So your month will be marked by creativity, courage, and rapid action.
Rapid.
Rapid. It looks like we all need a Taurus right now, so find them.
Truly.
You will be magnetically attractive to others in all ways, but especially in a sexual way. You have been riding this vibe for a minute. I feel like every time I've talked about Tauruses lately, they're like really feeling themselves. So congratulations on feeling yourself through these dark times. But
I love that for you.
I do. I really do love it. And just a shining star. But April could be a big month for Tauruses for love. As I mentioned, you're really putting out some irresistible vibes. And
okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm, your romantic life is about to light up. For whatever reason, the stars are advising you to keep your new flame kind of on the DL for a little while. Apparently April 15th, which is a Wednesday, will be a very romantic day for you. After this day of interpersonal fireworks, you can start blabbing about your new boo. No word on why you need to keep it under wraps. I don't know. Maybe you're breaking a quarantine rule. I'm not sure. But just, like, keep it under wraps.
Don't break the quarantine rule. Come on, kids.
Yeah, just halfway through the month, then you can talk about it. All right. Also, keep an eye out for Leos and Aquarians, as they will play important roles in your successes this month. So keep them close. I'm an Aquarian. Mm. If you're a Taurus listener, hit me up.
Keep
see
me
what
close.
We can do. Yeah.
Keep her close.
Keep me in your pocket.
Keep Jamie in your pocket.
Monies.
In
your poke. Monies, because we all need to know. To late April, you will see some new financial opportunities, so keep your eyes peeled and hold on in the meantime.
That's great.
Who is next?
Oh, who are we talking about next? Sweet Sagittarians. Hello.
Oh.
I'm still convinced I'm going to marry one of you. I've really
she's
come
dream
to this.
Chasing all of you. Yeah.
I really am. Just like in my heart, I need one of you. Mm. Anyway, listen, you are going to have a month where you're going to make some good impressions on some other people.
Well, that's
maybe
nice.
Maybe including me, sweet Geminis.
Oh my
Hello.
God.
I can't. Okay. April is going to be a month that's going to be pretty conducive to the development of feelings, earning some money, gaining a little recognition, and hence you're going to be able to implement all the activities that you've been planning on for a while, okay?
Be nice.
Let's talk about money, sweet Sagittarians. If you are in need, particularly financial need, you can easily ask a trusted person at this time.
Ooh.
In April, perhaps some of the most important people for you in this capacity are going to be sweet Cancers and Capricorns. Mm. Hashtag corona, hashtag financial woes. Okay. Some of that partnership could ultimately lead to a promotion. So there's some,
well, that's
some
cool.
energy out there for progress, even if we're really feeling the economic strain right now. you know? Mm-hmm. And also, friendly reminder, start saving right now, sweet Sagittarians. You could be a little fast and loose with your cash, and if you don't change this, you could be facing some financial problems in the future. So savings will be useful for a rainy day so that you don't have to borrow, you don't have to lean in on other things, and if we're in a hashtag corona situation again, you feel a little bit more secure. So this is not a good time for shopping madness. This is a good time to get your ducks in a row. In terms of your love life, sweet Sagittarians, you perhaps will be able to attract kind of an interesting person this month. And this person is somebody who really you two could really connect, perhaps, or be connected by music, which is a de facto, you know, passion for you, right? And to this point, the two of you are not going to run out of topics for conversation. So just keep that in mind, sweet Sagges. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Leo.
Hello, sweet Leo.
Leos.
You're struggling right now. I mean, Aries season got canceled. The Leos, though, they don't do well locked up.
No, fires are burning. So, unsurprisingly, you've got a lot of energy that will need to be burned off this April. So, get outside if you can, or maybe follow along with some Insta jazzercise so you don't get too agitated in your house.
I mean, why not?
Why not? You may also begin to experience some sleep and concentration issues if you aren't getting enough exercise. And I know that this is a tough time.
Truly advice we can all enjoy.
For real. We all need to remember that. Leos especially. It's a tough time if you're not able to move your body, to talk to people. So whatever you need to do in and around your home to make that happen, do it. So this pent-up energy and some curiosity and probably a little cabin fever will make you hungry for travel. We'll probably still be quarantined, so maybe it's a good time to figure out how to scratch those travel itches in a different way. For example, Somebody Feed Phil is a good way to get some travel feelings, food feelings. It's reminiscent of Rick Steves' PBS show. Also,
Rick Steves, I love you. I've always been trying to marry Andy Steves, the heir to the Rick Steves dynasty.
Sure, yeah, son. Rick Steves.
He's about our age. Listen.
I think so. But also maybe straight up watch Rick Steves to get those feelings. But also maybe learn a new skill, weaving perhaps. Really anything to break your brain out of your environment and routine without physically leaving your house, which I know, tall order, but you'll have to try or you'll get super agitated. Good things. You'll have a lot of ideas and motivation this month. Like a lot of us, you'll be experiencing sort of a surge of creative and like motivated task energy.
Sure. Why not? This is a good time for those honey-do tasks. Perhaps you can FaceTime closet clean with one of your pals.
That's a fun idea. Mid-month, things at work will begin to align with some unspoken plans you had. So that's a win for you, and you didn't even have to try. You'll find yourself...
Love that.
That's amazing, actually, to just be, like, brooding about something at work and then kind of watch it change in alignment with your actual ideals without saying anything. Anyway, it's my personal dream.
Yeah, just soak that up. Come on.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Anyway, you'll also find yourself with a lot of enthusiasm for everyday tasks. So get ready to just crank through some shit this month and try not to get too bored. And that's pretty much it.
I like that.
Yeah.
The Geminis are also reviewing some of the mundane stuff in their lives. Maybe you guys could connect virtually.
That would be
fun. Hashtag coronavirus.
Hashtag. Okay. Who's next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Capricorns of the Zodiac. Listen, sweet Caps, in March, you lived at high speed.
Oh.
And now you're feeling it a little bit. Therefore, it is definitely a time that I recommend to allocate April for rest, relaxation, and recuperation. Hashtag shelter in place.
And what an opportunity. Okay. Yeah.
What an opportunity. Listen, focus on your inner world, dreams, fantasies. Listen to your own inner voice and intuition. Then it's quite possible that you're going to find some answers to maybe some doubts that have been bothering you for a long time. It's a good time for some inner soul searching, a little mental exploration. Let yourself get lost in your inner world.
Swim through it.
Also, remember about people older than you and your family. So perhaps your parents, your grandparents, aunts, uncles. A certain person who you've known in the past perhaps may appear in your life with, like, causing a lot of confusion. It could be one of these family members. It could be somebody else. But it's going to rock the boat a little bit. So keep your feelers out.
Oh, boy.
You, right now, are maybe devoting a lot of your free time to memories and visiting places where you haven't been in a long time, perhaps connecting with relatives, perhaps through your quarantine. You have spent 3 hours on a Saturday explaining how to get Google Hangouts to stream onto the television for your father. I don't know. Is that just me? Who's to say?
I'll say okay. He was a Capricorn, and that checks out. Go on.
Oh, that's true. He is a Capricorn. All right. Well, listen, in work, sweet caps, in professional matters, there's going to be a period of stabilization, which is great because things feel very unstable right now.
And okay. You hate it. Go ahead.
Listen, you try to control the situation all the time, but like you don't want to go ahead with new ideas, especially when you're not 100% sure of their effectiveness. That's a good way to be this go round. The stars are demanding. We are a little bit cautious about perhaps some everyday matters. So maybe, relinquish a little bit of control and like be calm and chill about implementing anything new. You don't have to rush it and check out the effectiveness. Partner with some other folks, okay? As for your life at home, truly don't overeat this month. And your quarantine snacks could be tempting you, those snacks, am I right?
They will not last forever though.
They won't last forever, so ration your shit. And, like, don't overeat. It's not going to make you feel good. It's not the right move for your
health. And we're not getting out. This exercise is less, yeah.
Yeah, it's you gotta be cautious, sweet Capricorns. And listen, if you give yourself a little more effort, the last week of this month is going to bring along some long-awaited success, okay? It could be useful to strengthen your body, you know, to facilitate everything that's going to go down for you. So again, allow me to reiterate, eat healthy food and make sure that you don't run out of time to do those things that really are self-care and nourishing and good for you. Some healthy habits, okay? I know where we're going next because we got to tell you who's having the worst month ever and who's having the best month ever. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, lay it on thick for us. Who's having the worst month ever?
I'm sure you'll be delighted to hear that the Scorpios will have the most difficult April in the zodiac.
Oh my God, it's like a dream came true. I just got full body tingles. Take that.
Here at Why Are You Like This, we really try to be inclusive and encouraging of everyone, despite your anything or your zodiac. And so I would just like to remind
about everything except for this.
Remind
I'm just
my co-host that we should have open minds and hearts when it comes to Scorpios. So
oh no, I keep getting played by these motherfuckers. Carry on.
I know a couple of babies that are Scorpios. Think about them.
They might grow up to be assholes. Shh. We can't know.
All right, Scorpios, what's going on? You will feel in April the irresistible need to get to know yourself and look deeper into your soul to find out, again, the meaning of life and new truths about yourself. It's going to be a very,
of life.
Very intense month.
They brewed enough. Why?
We'll get there. Yeah. This need will be most noticeable in the first half of the month. So be careful that the trips to mysterious corners of your soul are only constructive. You may find your reality monotonous and gray, as many of us currently do. Actually, I don't, but I'm sure it's easy to right now. Normally, taking a trip would be a good way to cleanse yourself of these feelings and to help you get in touch with these new truths you feel so intensely about. Unfortunately, you should probably not take a trip due to the quarantining, and you'll have to figure that out at home. You can, however, examine these intense new truths and the depths of your soul through creating constantly. You will have energy for creative projects, so a little silver lining there. And you'll have a lot of motivation to do some inner emotional work. Take your space and know that you may need to escape and you'll want to travel, but you can really lose yourself in writing or painting and get your thoughts and feelings out while also kind of escaping your environment. Remember the movie The Little Princess?
Sure do.
Be those little girls in the attic, living large in their minds, trapped in your apartment.
I love those girls in the attic. That movie is devastating.
It is truly devastating. We can't stay here. I'll start crying. So here we go. Scorpios, be aware that there are many, many changes this month in areas such as work, finances, love, friendship, and family. And also, apparently you have some deep truths to discover about yourself. So much brooding to be done. If you're struggling with your sexuality, hit me up. We can talk about it. But yeah, just a lot of brooding for Scorpios. Keep your heads up, guys. Sorry.
You don't have to. You just...
keep your heads up. I'm here. And on that note, who is having the best April? Who's going to enjoy this quarantine?
Ugh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, perhaps it being the quarantine time makes sense that the Great Compromiser is having the best month ever. Yes, here's looking at you, Libras.
Maybe they're okay. Amazing quarantine buddies.
I feel like a Libra would be actually probably one of the most desirable people to quarantine with. They don't like to rock the boat most of the time, keeping it chill. You guys are probably thriving in this.
Just unless they start to get resentful, right. I think we're in good shape.
Beautiful air sign, I can't. Listen, April, you're going to really show them what you can do, sweet Libras, okay? You are going to be the center of interest, okay? Ooh, your personal career like is going to start gaining some momentum.
You're
all right?
The only one. Yep.
You are. Listen, after the first week of the month, you might feel a little bit of an irresistible urge to really get to know yourself. That's why you're going to look inside and really think through some of the things that are important to you.
Like this a Scorpio, but lighter.
Positive results. Yeah, like a Scorpio, but fun. Okay. So it's going to lead to good things. So like indulge in a little bit of introspective thinking. Should it call to you? You also are going to perhaps in this financial and career momentum, take on a few new obligations. Listen, I'm just telling you, be a little careful so that you don't turn like out with, you know, an excessive amount of duties. But here's the great thing about this month. If you say no, it's fine. No one cares. No feelings are going to be hurt. You're just got to take care of yourself and not take on too much. But everything is going to be fine. And it is okay to say no this month. But say yes when you want to. And just like things are going to work out. Just be mindful of the balance. It's good. Mm. Okay. I have to tell you, because not everything is always perfect, but at the end of the month, you gotta be, like, just a little bit cautious, perhaps, of, like, quarrels that could arise around financial matters. Mm. There's a person, if you're in a relationship, who might be, like, a little critical, perhaps, of thinking something you're doing is extravagant. But listen, you just gotta come out with, like, not a defensive hand and just like talk about this and it's going to be fine. You're going to be strong communicators at the end of this month. You can do it. We got some heavy communication themes.
That Mars is in Taurus. Yeah,
that's right. You got it. So it's going to be fine. Just note that it could be a point of tension that you're going to be fully equipped to resolve. Let's talk about that relationship, though. Listen, the romance you have succumbed to will be in full bloom, all sweet right. Libras. Okay? Like, to the point where it could be a likely time for, like, an engagement, maybe a wedding, maybe some other a big pregnancy. Important event. You know, you could develop a personal fragrance line. I mean, we can't.
Whoa.
No, but I'm just saying, now's the time to, if you're feeling it, great, go for it. Perhaps a quarantine engagement, why not? I mean, you could really lean into that and enjoy each other if that were the situation, am mm-hmm. I right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of a pre-honeymoon.
Truly. And listen, you might be thinking about changing your apartment, maybe a little bit of a move or something this month. That might be something you're milling about. You know what? Listen, not necessarily a bad move for you, but like just be aware of the quarantine situation and move.
Maybe not like a great
right
time to
time.
Move. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be, but so like pace yourself, but you've got this.
It's you cool that you're not afraid fire. Of it, though.
You are the center of attention professionally, personally. You're deep in love, probably having great sex, and might be making a long-term commitment. So here's to you, sweet Libras, perhaps the ideal quarantine partner. Perhaps that's why you're thriving. And you are having the best April ever.
Congratulations. Wow.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Cue the applause. I mean, really. But sweet yeah. Libras. Oh, well, listen, that has been us for Horoscopes for April. We will be back at the last Thursday of next month, giving you all the goods that you can expect in May. Be careful, be safe, practice social distancing, wash your hands, and disinfect your surfaces. As always, you can get at us on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, or via Twitter at WAYLTTweets, and hashtag Rona, am I right?
Hashtag Rona, yeah, and here's to hoping we all are virus-free.
Here's to hoping. We hope to deliver that news in the next horoscope, but we're not there yet. We can't know.
As of right now, to our knowledge, this podcast is virus-free.
That's true. Yeah. Take care. Look at the stars, but like not too closely next to someone else. All right. Bye. Bye.